You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rams Nation, how's it going? As always, it's your boy, your host, Sosa Cremenjas. I'm a fantasy analyst at PFF and your host here at the Locked On Rams podcast. And as you guys who are watching on YouTube can probably tell, this one's a little bit special. Of course, we've done this pretty much every Wednesday since I've taken over from my man Brad, but my guy is finally making his YouTube debut alongside me, which is going to be a little bit different. And we got a lot to talk about in this episode, my man. So before we dive into it, of course, the Rams did reach their 53-man roster limit. A lot of surprise cuts, in my opinion. We even got a trade. I mean, there was a lot to happen on this day and more than enough for us to discuss. So before we get into that, my man Brad, a.k.a. Bear, how you doing, brother?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. We're live, baby. This is good. Look at the graphics. I had me nodding my head on the way in. You got the song. You got the intro. This thing is legit. Got my name on the bottom of the screen. So you've made it, my man. YouTube, you're crushing it. This is awesome. Can't wait to see how far this thing goes and get you guys some more subscribers and awesome stuff over at Locked On, man. Ever since I've left, just proud to look back and see what you've done here and rocking the shirt. I'm sitting here proud.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for sure. It's been a road, you know, it's been an interesting year and it's been great. And, you know, seeing the numbers come up and the subscribers, we already broke 100, which is great. I appreciate you guys obviously for that. Now it's on to the next 100, you know, we're trying to get to 1,000 and then we're going to keep climbing from there. But I mentioned that obviously, like every other team in the NFL, the Rams had to get to their 53-man roster limit. And mind you, with all these different cuts coming in and, you know, teams around the league letting go of players that maybe teams didn't expect to be cut, this is a fluid situation. There could still be a few minor changes going into the next few days. But as it stands right now, these are the remaining players that the Rams did let go or trade, which we will dive into in a second here too. They placed guard Coleman Shelton on the reserve COVID-19 list, and then they waived Landon Akers, Otis Anderson, Eric Banks, Kendall Blanton, Chandler Brewer, Ernest Brown, which was a bit of a surprise. Obviously, he was the fifth round pick of the Rams this past draft. You don't often see rookies getting cut like that. Marquise Copeland, John Daka, Dante Dion, maybe a bit of a surprise there as well. Jake Gervais, Tyler Hall, Tristan Jackson, Micah Kizer, which we did talk about a little bit in our projection series, J.J. Koski, Justin Lawler, Kareem Orr, Max Percher, and Christian Roseboom. And also Xavier Jones, he was waived with the injury designation, which was probably a huge shocker because I want to say about a week or two ago, this guy was almost the RB2 on this team. And right now he's not even on the team anymore. So kind of crazy. And of course, you guys probably heard, I never mentioned Johnny Hecker's name, which is kind of interesting because as it comes down to it, he actually restructured his contract and is going to be staying with the team for at least another season. And then you're probably wondering what happened to Corey Bajorquez. The Rams traded him. So in a complete random turn of events, I mean, it felt like Johnny Hecker may as well have started packing. The guy extends his contract for another season, basically, with the restructure. And the Rams trade Corey Bajorquez to the Packers with a seventh round pick in 2023 in exchange for a sixth round pick in that same draft in 2023. So, Brad, I know me and you talked about this a little bit, and I think we were both a little bit concerned with, you know, how much veteran presence left the Rams this offseason. Of course, Jared Goff, Michael Brockers, guys like that. How do you feel about this punter move? Do you think it's the right move? And ultimately, did the Rams make the right call here?
I mean, for me, yeah. I am a huge Johnny Hecker guy, and I understand that, like, right, Bajorquez is younger, costs less money. Well, and we'll see what comes out of this whole contract renegotiation and how true that rings. But Johnny Hecker's been my guy since I've gotten here, since I first started getting in with the Rams. I remember going to training camp, my first training camp, and him just interacting with the fans and pranking the players and just kind of in the mix with the crowd where everyone else was kind of behind a fence. He kind of jumped it and got involved. I've been a huge Hecker fan. The Super Bowl, the massive punt, the highlight of our Super Bowl when we scored 3 points is our punter. I understand the whole game of, you know, going younger at the punter and looking forward future, but one more year of Johnny Hecker, and it's been kind of shocking. You know, I'm for one more year, but it was kind of shocking to see some of the noise online of kind of like this was the wrong move. And, you know, the Packers came up in this deal too, because again, you trade a late pick in the draft, the Rams move up one round in there, and people can kind of maybe jump on that. And everyone's about draft picks. We got one round higher, so that's good. But Packers got a good guy out there in the punter, and it's going to be a potential, you know, top three punter in the league. So we had to get something for him. I like Hecker sticking around. I could see the argument the other way, but it's something here in the heart. You mentioned all those other guys that got away. Like, just, we got to keep some of that core, and we'll see if he lands as far as being a captain again, which he's been in many years past. But Hecker on the team makes me happy.
Yeah, and I agree. You know, I think you could have made the case for Bohorquez, and maybe, you know, if Hecker didn't have the legendary status that he does, I mean, this guy's probably going to be a Hall of Famer, or at least he has a conversation to be, then maybe the Rams would have been happy to actually turn that page. But with how much he's done for the organization, and with, you know, with how good he's been for how long, I mean, we're talking about a guy that's been downright dominant, arguably a top two, top three punter every single season in the last decade, other than this past season. You probably want to give that guy at least another year or two to try and get right and kind of rebound into that Pro Bowl form. And we talked about, obviously, the Packers and some of those other teams that made some big moves. I mean, the New England Patriots releasing Cam Newton. This guy was their starting quarterback 48 hours ago, or at least we were led to believe that. Today, he just doesn't have a job. And some people are saying it might be because of the vaccination status and all of that. But to hear more about all those teams, you can go check out the Locked On NFL podcast, which is previewing every team in every division with the help of Odyssey's lineup of NFL experts through September 8th. Me and the NFC West guys literally just recorded last night, and I'm telling you guys are going to want to check that one out. We had a lot of good laughs in that episode. There are preview episodes on the feed that are available right now that you can listen to. All you have to do is follow the Locked On NFL Today on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. But Brad, now we're going to go back to some of these guys that were waived, and I think maybe the most interesting name here, probably the guy that was arguably, you know, the closest to starting out of everyone here, Micah Kizer. And this is definitely a name that I think we have to dive into, which we will dive into in just a second, right after we tell you about this sponsor. But before we do, you guys can always come connect with us on Twitter for all the coverage you need on the Los Angeles Rams. You can find us on Twitter, obviously at QB's MVP, at LA underscore Rambling Bear, and at Lockdown Rams. But before we take you to that Micah Kizer news, we know that it is that time of year again, and all eyes are turning to the football gridiron with NFL teams preparing for this kickoff to the 2021 NFL season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. You can get all the latest updated odds, props, and contests, including the $500,000 NFL Mega Contest and the $200,000 NFL Survivor Contest right now, which are both open at BetOnline. If you head to the website or use your mobile device, you will get a 100% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action, from football, basketball, boxing, right to horse racing. Don't wait and take advantage of all the great offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Now, Brad, let's dive into what I teased just a second ago. And for me, I think personally, Micah Kizer is one of those names that stood out amongst, I mean, there were at least a handful that I thought were quite surprising, but Kizer, this development sort of came to be, you know, over the last few days. We heard Albert Breer mention that the Rams were essentially shopping him. And I'm sure, you know, had the Rams not been interested in cutting him and teams knowing that, maybe they could have got a late round pick for him. But obviously that wasn't the case. They released this guy. And it's kind of crazy to think, because 2 years ago, Kizer was supposed to be a starting linebacker for the team. And I want to say he tore his pec or his bicep or tricep, one of those injuries, lost the whole season. Then you go into last season again, supposed to be a starter, starts a handful of games, suffers another injury, doesn't really bounce back. And now he's gone from the team, which is kind of crazy to think. But what do you think of this linebacker room? Do you think this was the right call? And does this decision give you any kind of doubt in terms of what you think of this inside linebacker room?
Yeah, it's interesting. And as you kind of give that breakdown, you know, you said, hey, this is kind of developed over the past couple of days. But hearing that, maybe this has developed over the past couple of years. A guy that can't get on the field, a guy that's not been extremely productive, that has kind of some bigger holes in his game that we've seen when he's been healthy. Maybe this is something that, you know, has kind of, writing's been on the wall for a while, and it kind of got to this point where others just outperformed him, and they kept putting in draft picks into that area. Not as much as we probably would have liked at high enough draft picks that we probably would have liked, but at a certain point, you got to be on the field to get seen. And when you are, you got to be able to perform. And he's just struggled in the NFL at that. And we'll be curious to kind of see who goes and picks him up and what kind of interest level, as the market has just been flooded with talent, right? And where does he end up? And is there a chance where he looks around and says, you know, I'd like to come back on the Rams practice squad, because maybe that's the best opportunity to be able to get back into you know, an active roster, potentially on injuries and things like that. But this linebacker group is going to be interesting. Another guy I really liked was Christian Roseboom. Didn't make the cut. A guy that I was kind of hoping would squeeze in there. I think you talked about him a couple days ago that he might make that, you know, end of the roster, last couple guys. But this is what they're running with. And Troy Reader's got to be proud of himself. It was this on this podcast 4 or 5, maybe 6 weeks ago where I said, if he's the starting linebacker, I'm going to Venmo him $100 and I got to find his Venmo and send him $100 or something. And he's going to be like, who the heck is this kid sending me $100? Cause he's now the starter right now as you know, until time kind of changes that, whether, you know, other guys outplay him, but, the linebacker core will be the story of this season on how far this defense can go. We know what the secondary is, stacked, loaded in the secondary. You mentioned one of the guys, Dante Dion, who didn't make the team, which is really interesting since they just didn't play him at all at some point. Maybe they are hoping that they can stash him on the practice squad. No one knows enough about him, or I don't know what that whole deal was. I thought he was kind of one of those, he's resting, so he's going to make the team. But we're stacked there, AD up front. So it's going to be this linebacker group that we're going to have to see. But I'd love seeing those, you know, outside linebacker that's just a bunch of question marks. And for them, that means it really is the talent will rise to the top in that area. But middle linebacker will be a challenge, and hopefully some of these guys that made the roster will take advantage of that and float to the top. And it's going to be a rotating group of, you know, getting them in and seeing who works best together. But, man, it wasn't meant for Kaiser this year, and we'll see where he lands and maybe if we get him back.
Yeah, I mean, like you mentioned, some of these guys are obviously going to be back with the Rams in terms of the practice squad. We are talking about 16 spots available. So, you know, the majority of these guys may end up being back with the Rams. But I kind of want to kick it to you, and you've obviously mentioned a handful of names there, which were very interesting. But is there any name or two in specific that you thought were really shocking? And I know, you know, we talked about it for a second, Xavier Jones, Ernest Brown, the fifth round pick. Is there any one guy you're looking at on this list in terms of someone that you really wished had made the roster, maybe that the Rams are going to regret down the line, or someone just in general that you thought was kind of surprising, whether it was because of the numbers or the position or whatever the case may be?
Yeah, it's interesting doing this on YouTube because I got my little cheat sheet here in front of me, and now, you know, now it's obvious I'm going to the card here because there were a bunch of guys, right? Eric Banks, guy that I talked about a couple weeks ago, absolutely love his story, love what he did when he got opportunities. Another area on this team that was really deep, and I think someone's going to be able to grab him. You always know, I think Adam Schefter tweeted out and said, hey, the Rams, you know, cut him. When he's highlighting you as a player that's cut, usually that means you're pretty good, right? You know, I didn't hear about some of these. I didn't hear Kendall Blanton was getting cut from Adam Schefter. So, but another guy that's been around the program for a long time that maybe we keep back around because he's so familiar with everything. I mentioned Dante Dion just because I think he's scrappy as hell. And I think that in the slot, he can do a lot of damage. You know, as far as, you know, kind of covering that interior and being really versatile. Plus you mentioned on it the other day, like he's just a spark plug, man. He's going to bring, when you're down in the dog days of this season, a guy like him, somebody you want in your locker room to keep it light and keep guys focused. And he's been around the program. So I'm hoping he kind of sticks as well. Tristan Jackson, man, a guy where, I mean, look at a handful of these, you know, rosters across the league. The Eagles could use a wide receiver. You know, who is the other team I saw that was the Lions, right? Like, yeah, they could use a wide receiver. Like, those type of guys are going to get an opportunity elsewhere. And then Justin Lawler is another guy I really liked. Just out of when he's on the field, it felt like he was making plays. And I know there's more to that in the NFL, right? You got to practice. You got to be able to understand how the game works around you. You got the X and O's and things like that, that everyone's looking at outside of making plays. But, you know, it's tough when you see a guy like that and a few of these other guys that I've named, when they're on the field, they're making plays. And yes, maybe it's second, third stringers they're making, and we'll see if they can, you know, make those same plays against starters. But those type of guys will be ones that might be missed and may just be back here on the practice squad. And this game of football, especially as we've seen the Rams in the last year and a half, are no longer immune to the injury bug, which we, for some reason, for like 3 years, were able to get away from, that, hey, stick around, keep working your tail off, and you might find your way back up, and you'll be a cool story that we highlight here on Lockdown Rams about the forgotten player that, you know, in the playoffs might come important down the stretch. So, yeah, tough to see any of these guys go, to be honest.
Yeah, God bless Reggie Jackson, man. He's keeping everyone healthy. So
exactly.
while he's with the team, you know, I think things are going to be relatively decent. But like you mentioned, injuries happen to anyone and any team at any time. You can't really control that. I think the two players, and you highlighted a lot of them, that really surprised me, maybe one more so than the other. First, Xavier Jones. I mean,
yeah,
I genuinely thought this guy was going to be the running back two weeks ago. I mean, I was confident about it. I said it on Twitter. I said that he was thoroughly outplaying Jake Funk as the running back two, I guess. And Jake Funk was the guy that did not play in preseason. He was that far ahead of Xavier Jones in his spot. And now the Rams are only keeping three running backs on their roster, one of which they just recently traded for in Sony Michel. Kind of surprising. I mean, this guy, I feel bad for him. I feel like he never really got much of an opportunity behind that offensive line, the backup offensive line. Obviously, they weren't great. You know, there wasn't a lot of holes built up there for him in those preseason games, but it's very surprising to see him go. I'm genuinely shocked about that one. And the other is Ernest Brown. And I mentioned, you know, him a little bit earlier, former fifth round pick. The Rams just drafted this guy four months ago, and now he's on the way out. And of course, I'm sure they want him back on the practice squad. There's no doubt about that. But the question is, what position is this guy going to play? Is he going to put his hand in the dirt? Is he going to be an edge rusher? Is he going to be standing up with the outside linebackers? Is he going to be playing interior defensive line? And I think that's part of the issue here is the Rams don't really know what they want to do with him. They kind of want him to do everything. And for a rookie, fifth round pick, especially a guy from Northwestern, that's a lot to put on somebody's plate. And so I think they just kind of want to try to stash someone like that on the practice squad and not use, you know, one of those 53-man roster spots on someone like that. Not to mention, we've talked about it on this podcast, I feel like, a couple of times already. That front seven, especially that defensive line group, they're pretty deep. They have a lot of players there. And at the end of the day, it is a numbers game. And I feel like, unfortunately for him, he didn't make the roster, but I definitely think if he does clear waivers, which we've mentioned on this podcast, you need to clear waivers before you can revert to the Rams or any practice squad. I think the Rams are definitely going to want him there, but of course, again, needs to clear waivers. So that is going to be an interesting discussion that we can dive into later. In the final segment, I think we can go through this 53-man roster and kind of touch on certain guys that maybe we are happy to see make the roster, maybe even highlight some positional groups that we think look interesting. And of course, make sure to check back in here at the Locked On Rams podcast throughout the rest of the week. We're going to provide you guys with an update on everyone that the Rams do bring back to their 16-man practice squad, as well as all the rest of the transactional moves that may or may not come. That's going to take us into the next sponsor for this episode. Does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows, you're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It is called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch all your favorite sports, movies, and shows in one place. That means no more juggling remotes, no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there is no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. And you guys have heard me talk about this company many times on this podcast. If you want to get the best protein bars on the market, and I think you guys should, if you're looking to supplement your protein a little bit in terms of your, get that number up a little bit, try to build some muscle, you should absolutely check out Built Bar. They are by far the best protein bars I've ever tried. And I'm telling you guys, I've tried every bar that there is available. Some of them are chalky, some of them taste terrible, but not the Built Bar. They have multiple different flavors, over 10. You can design your box however you prefer. The bars are also healthy. They're low in calories, they're low in sugar. They have 19 grams of protein per bar. They're high in fiber, and they even work for you if you are on the keto diet. You even get a free cooler with your purchase while the supplies last. All you have to do, just go to BuiltBar.com and type in LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your next order. Use the promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Betting on the NFL doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, you can get your daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by BetOnline.ag wherever you get your podcasts. And Brad, that's now going to take us into our final segment here. I've got this roster pulled up, the initial 53-man roster, we'll call it, because like I mentioned a few minutes ago, this is fluid and it could very well change. I would not be shocked at all if it does change. So looking at some of these positions, you know, the Rams keep three quarterbacks. We've talked about that before. Were they going to keep Bryce Perkins? Were they going to try to stash him on the practice squad? Right now, he is currently on the roster. And that is one position that I just thought, you know, I love. I loved it. I love that move. This was a guy that was clearly too good to be released, in my opinion. You did not want to subject him to waivers. So, you know, we've talked about that one ad nauseum. That was not a surprise, in my opinion. The one position that I think is very surprising and very interesting, and I love it, is the safety spot. The Rams kept six guys. And, of course, we knew that Taylor Rapp, Nick Scott, Terrell Burgess, and Jordan Fuller were all locks. There was no question about that. And we knew they'd keep a fifth guy. But the question was it going to be Juju Hughes? Was it going to be J.R. Reed? No decision to be made. They kept both guys, which I absolutely love. I thought both guys were the best players for the Rams offense or defense outside of Bryce Perkins throughout those preseason games. These guys were awesome, and they both deserved their spots on this roster. Now, are there any players in general that you think, you know, you love to see on this roster, or anyone you want to highlight, or even any positional groups in general that you thought maybe kept too few guys or too many guys or just the right amount of guys?
Yeah, I'll start there in the safety group. And it's funny listening to you the other day talk about it. And you said you could ask 10 people and five are going to tell you Juju and the other five are going to say JR. And the Rams probably did that internally and said, screw it, let's keep them both. You know, they're athletic guys that can work in multiple positions, will play on special teams. And they just basically said, we're going to keep talent. And that's what we're going to do on this roster. And we're not going to find a way to say, we need to have, you know, this many linemen. We need this many. They're going to say, no, we're going to keep the guys that can contribute and add depth. And then again, I mean, we're talking about, we traded a punter earlier, thinking about having a third quarterback, having six safeties. At some point when across the NFL and someone goes down and the Rams go like, we got some depth there. It leaves flexibility to make a move, right? Let a guy go and he gets picked up by somebody else. Wait a few weeks, keep him on your roster, find a space for him. And then 3-4 weeks into the season, now all of a sudden you got people calling you. We talk about the Rams being smart with draft capital and always finding a way, which, you know, thinking about that as well. I saw a tweet by JB Long that basically talked about six day three picks out of a possible seven were kept by the Rams on this initial 53. So I know there's a lot of noise about draft picks and what the Rams do with draft picks, but whether they trade them away and get guys like Sonny Michel that are going to come in here and contribute, they're going to find a way to stack up more draft picks by the time we get there. So don't you worry for all the people out there that are going, you know, what are we doing trading draft picks and things like that. The Rams find value in these late day guys. They find value in undrafted free agents. So love that. Getting back to some of the guys that I love seeing, you know, we'll stick it here on the defense. And I love seeing Chris Garrett make the team, right? Talking about a guy that was making plays in the game, and are we going to keep him? And especially at a position that we need help at, getting to the quarterback. So I've bought into the hype early with him. I'm really hoping that he can come in and be able to show it. Terrell Lewis obviously seems highly motivated if you read any of his Instagram and Twitter messages, and then just see him going out and playing in that last preseason game and showing up to practice and hearing from some of the reporters out there talking about the max effort that he's giving. So you know that he wants to go out there and do it. Good to see Oboe make the team, even though he's been banged up and he'll likely maybe get onto the IR at some point. And, you know, potentially guys like Kenny Young and Traven Howard, which are really interesting in that linebacker position with where they're going to fit in, how much run they're going to get, and how they'll continue to kind of contribute. Love all of it. Going over to the offense, a couple people I want to touch on. Obviously, Bryson Perkins, just great, again, for multiple reasons, keeping him on the roster. Love to see Ben Skoranek make it, right? Like six wide receivers, a guy that broke his hand or wrist or whatever it was, forearm. We all thought, man, that was probably it for him. And to see him kind of fight his way and show that he's worth the wait until he can get fully healthy. It sounded like he was out at practice today. He may have even had just like a no contact. I don't even think he had the no contact jersey on. I think he was just out there doing his thing. Four tight ends, man. We talked about it. It was something we saw coming, but still seeing it is, it's a lot of tight ends, and they're going to find a way to hopefully get Jacob Harris and Bryson Hopkins involved in this offense. But kind of crazy, your storyline that you broke down at running back and how Jones literally we thought was probably the number two guy. Somehow Jake Funk beat him out. And then he plays in that last preseason game. McVay slipped in the presser today that he's got an Achilles injury and that most likely, you know, done for the year. So that's a bummer. And talk about the craziness of that, right? A couple weeks ago, we think he's the number two guy. Instead, he's fighting for a spot near the end of the season and gets an injury. I mean, that's the preseason, and that's why we're not playing any of our big time guys. So love it across the board. Obviously, you know, I got the Rams Instagram up right now, and they've kind of did their offense, defense, and they got pictures. And man, looking at that offensive line group, I'm just hoping we can keep them healthy, man, because I don't know how much in love I am with the depth of that line. That's one thing that scared me before we were even at cuts. We knew this was coming, but I'm just jacked about this team. I'm jacked. We got the 53 guys. I love that we had a lot of problems compared to some of these other you know, rosters across the league where we had so many good guys that, you know, any way you cut it, someone got screwed over in this deal, right? Because there was that much talent on this roster. But that just shows you, even for coming years, free agents, people are going to want to continue to come out here and play because we put together a competitive roster. And man, I'm ready to see them line it up. I'm now just bummed that we don't have football next weekend, right? Like, roster set. Let's get to it. But no, there's no fourth preseason. They're going to take this extra week and they're going to, you know, get the team together and get some really concentrated practices in. But I'm ready to line up versus those Bears right now.
Yeah. And you did a great job breaking it down. I think one name that you mentioned, it sounded like Obo Okoronkwo was going to go to short-term IR, which I want to say is going to sideline him for 3 weeks. There's these new rules that are hard to keep up with. I think he has to go on IR, short-term IR, for 3 weeks, and then he can come back, which is good for Chris Garrett, obviously, to make the roster. There's one thing that kind of hits home for me here that I wanted to shout out. Two Canadians made this roster.
Let's go. That's awesome.
How about Michael Hoyt and Alaric Jackson, which I heard his name is actually pronounced Alaric. I don't know if that's factual or not. We'll say that, Alaric Jackson. Two Canadians, man, both undrafted guys, and I mentioned it on Twitter. If you can play, the NFL will find you. So you talked about it too. You know, guys like Jake Funk, Ben Skoranek, all making this roster. There's undrafted guys. Troy Reader, who you mentioned earlier, a guy that was undrafted. Now he's starting. I mean, he's starting over Micah Kizer, Ernest Jones, all these guys that the Rams actually invested into. So I think that just really goes to speak about what the Rams are able to do in terms of their talent development. Such a good program. They find talent everywhere. And then they do a good job of flipping it too. Corey Bohorquez, for example, initially just a camp leg, and the Rams turn him into a legitimate asset. I mean, you got to love to see that. General manager Les Snead is always wheeling and dealing. Guy never sleeps, man. Guy never sleeps. I think for now, the Rams look like one of these rosters that have a lot of depth. They're really talented, obviously, and they look primed to make a legitimate run in the NFC. Of course, we mentioned that this roster is going to be fluid, so things may change. There may be some numbers change around here in the coming days, so we're going to keep you guys updated on that. And of course, make sure to keep checking back in here at the Locked On Rams podcast. We're going to provide you guys every single name that the Rams do add to the practice squad going forward throughout the next few days. Make sure to check back every day here at YouTube, on any audio platform that you guys prefer. We're on everything that you guys like. Of course, just a reminder, you guys can come connect with us on Twitter at QBsMEP, at LA_RamingBear, and at LockedOnRams. And please subscribe or follow to get our latest episodes, content, breaking news, and a whole lot more.